The humanities are not only found in the classroom, they're a part of everyday life. For example, do you know that Maryland has a rich history of winemaking? The next time you enjoy a glass of wine with friends and discuss its history, you're talking humanities. Here to enlighten us is Kevin Addicks, Executive Director of the Maryland Wine Association.
The earliest mention of grape growing and winemaking in Maryland was of colonialist Tennis Paley in 1648. Governor Samuel Ogle also had a family vineyard, but it was John Adlam that put Maryland on the map for commercial grapes and wine. Adlam had a vineyard in Havre-de-Grace and traded his wine with other dignitaries, including Thomas Jefferson, who was experimenting with vineyards at Monticello at the same time. The vineyards, planted with cuttings from European vinifera grape varieties, could not withstand pressure from the climate and diseases that our native grapes had evolved to withstand. It wasn't until researchers developed hybrid varieties and also began perfecting the grafting of European vines onto the rootstock of native varieties that the eastern wine industry was able to thrive. In the mid-20th century, pioneers Philip Wagner in Baltimore County and Hamilton Mowbray in Carroll County created two branches of what would become the modern wine industry. Wagner, a writer and editor with the Evening Sun, brought new hybrid varieties back from France from his time reporting on the war. He opened Bordy Vineyards in 1945 in Riderwood and promoted these hybrid varieties to new wineries across the country. In Carroll County, Ham Mowbray focused on grafted European varieties, claiming that Maryland could grow some of the best Chardonnay, Cabernet, Riesling, and other now recognizable varieties. He is credited with creating the first true ice wine in the country. Beginning in the late 70s, Maryland's wine industry began to reblossom with new dedication and talent. Linganore Wine Cellars in Mount Airy, what is now the state's largest winery, opened in 1976 and helped foster a renaissance in the industry. A new wine region with formal American viticultural areas developed in Frederick and Carroll counties, shortly thereafter yielding six new wineries. Elk Run Vineyards, Bassignani Winery, Woodhall Wine Cellars, Low Vineyards, Fiore Winery, and more opened in the 1980s, truly expanding Maryland's breadth of vineyards. In 2005, Governor Ehrlich created a Wine and Grape Advisory Council that researched the eastern wine industry and made 52 recommendations for how Maryland, the state government, university, and other stakeholders could grow the Maryland wine and grape industry to rival the quality and scale of its peers. Today, 70 wineries operate in Maryland, from the lower eastern shore to Deep Creek, and from the head of the bay to Point Lookout in St. Mary's County. The wineries are earning world-class honors, with wines of all styles achieving international best-in-class awards. Supported by over 2,000 acres of grapes and fruit growing throughout the state, our wineries are producing everything from cellar-worthy Bordeaux blends to eclectic hard ciders. Sales of local wine represent 2.9% of all wines sold in the state, and more Marylanders, wine shops, and restaurants ask for Maryland wine with each vintage.
Tell us how the humanities fit in your daily life on our Facebook page or visit our tent at the Knob Hall Winery in Clear Spring, Maryland for the Spring Bud Break Music Festival on May 9th. Learn more at mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational opportunities in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WIPR, your NPR news station.